because we're ready to begin another edition, of course, of Ag Matters. Good morning, Amy Pettit. You're here.
I am, and the phone's going to ring in a second. I just let my guests know that I'm here, so be looking for that. But this morning, the hot topic is farmers markets. What do you know about farmers markets?
I know that each Monday,
we have
right
a market
across the street, I can see activity in the morning, all kinds of things happening. I've gone over there from time to time.
Yeah, that's turned into a year-round farmer's market, which is incredible.
Right, because farmer's markets tend to have a kind of a time frame. They
happen. Seasonality,
And yet, this one goes on. Here we go.
Yep, well, here she comes.
Let's make all of this happen here.
Okay, you move all those buttons.
Right. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Robbie.
Good morning, Robbie. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I think we both can hear you now.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hi, Robbie. This is Amy and Mike here in the studio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sorry for the little bit of a delay. I live about 20 minutes out of town and up on top of Lazy Mountain this morning. It's kind of blizzard conditions.
Oh, really? I was wondering about that. Well, that's a good report.
Yeah, it's a little gnarly up there. When I got down into quiet little Palmer, I thought, oh, how nice. No wind here, but Robbie is actually joining us from the Homer area, right? Robbie, I'm not actually sure exactly where you live.
Yeah, I live in Homer.
Okay, what's the weather report down there this morning?
Well, we were supposed to get about a foot of snow, and where I live, I see about 3 inches.
Oh.
But I think more coming.
Still snowing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I invited Robbie on this morning to have a conversation about an exciting event that is coming up next weekend down in Homer. And what kind of weather are we expecting for that? Because I'm coming down for this big event. What's the outlook, Robbie? That's an unfair question, but what's the weather going to do when we're there?
Well, I was just looking, and right now it says a high of in the 20s and low in the teens, and sunny, so we'll see if that holds up.
Okay, so even though it's still what we would call kind of the dead or the heart of winter, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there'll be a big group of people joining down in Homer for a statewide Farmers Market Organizers Conference, right? Did I name it correctly, Robbie?
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Yeah. And you told me last week we talked, and there's like 50-some people headed that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if we entice more listeners this morning to head to Homer next weekend, is there still room for more?
Absolutely. We'll take anyone that would like to come and learn about organizing farmers markets.
Okay. So what made you want to host this conference, Robbie?
Well, honestly, you're a bit of my inspiration. When I first started managing the Homer Farmers Market 7 years ago, I was just putzing around online looking for different conferences, information about running markets, because I had run various different events, but never farmers markets. And I ran across a website, the Alaska State Farmers Market Association.
Right.
I think I'm getting the name right.
Yeah, Alaska. Yeah, Alaska Farmers Market Association, AFMA. Yeah.
And I saw that I had missed the gathering by a year, and I got really interested in just looking out for more opportunities like that, and I just didn't see any come up for farmers market. So in 2015, we got a SMPP Farmers Market Promotion Program grant together to do this conference now, along with some other things in Homer and the Kenai area.
So, yeah. So the Farmers Market Promotion Program grant, just for clarification, that is a grant offered by the United States Department of Agriculture. And that's because the federal government recognizes the incredible growth in farmers markets across the country. And they realize that a lot of them are run like small businesses with independent operators, all volunteers, or many of them are run by volunteer boards, et cetera. So they created this grant program to try and funnel a little bit more money towards the management and support of those farmers markets to help them thrive. Because the other thing that we all recognize, federal government, state government, and I think just members of industry, is that farmers markets are where the real growth in the agriculture sector are lately. We're not seeing a boom in big, huge farms across the state. We're seeing a boom in small 1 to 3 acres, 5 acres, maybe market garden scale farms. So yeah, that's the Farmers Market Promotion Program grant. And I'm thrilled that you guys got that, because I think that Alaska is underutilizing that resource. And so I'm glad that you guys put in for that money and were awarded. So we're going to have a conference for organizers down in Homer. And what are some of the highlights that you want to tell us about?
Well, I just got confirmation yesterday that Arthur Keys, the director of the state Department of Ag, he is actually going to be able to come along with Jody Anderson, the farm-to-school program manager.
Yeah.
And then we have some, we kind of divided the conference up into a couple different types of sessions, more, you know, more expert-y type people. So we have Mary from Edible Alaska and Kate from Rising Tide, and then they're going to do some media stuff. The Division of Public Assistance coming and talking about EBT, SNAP, senior benefits.
Oh, good. That's great.
Stuff. And then we have more peer-driven sessions that we're going to kind of talk amongst managers on how we deal with different issues, like creating market policies and governing boards and looking at funding and loans. So we're kind of all over the place. But
that's good, though. These are all conversations that need to happen. And I'm thrilled that you get that Arthur Keys, the director, is able to come down, because I know that their travel budget has been like zeroed out. They're not, as state employees are not really supposed to go anywhere. But I know that Arthur made it a priority. And the great thing about that, if folks don't know, is that Arthur started the South Anchorage Farmers Market about 10 years ago. And I would say that that's now one of the most successful markets in the state. And it has been named one of the best markets actually in the country. And Arthur kind of did that, you know, on his own, and has really learned a lot. I'm sure he's got a lot of advice to share. And I know, I hope Arthur's not listening, because my actual favorite farmer's market in the whole state is the Homer Farmer's Market. Your guys' market is just incredible. There's so much fun activity going on, and you've got such a great wide variety of vendors and kids activities and music. And I love to get down there. I hate driving the Seward Highway in summer, but I love to come down for that market. So I'm glad, though, that Arthur's going to come share some of his advice with us. That's great. And then did I see on the agenda, do you have some folks from the lower 48 that are coming up to share?
We do. We have Kathy Zeman, who is the operations director for the Minnesota Farmers Market Association. And then we have Will O'Donnell, who is the executive director for Washington State Farmers Market.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and I've been going to the Washington State Farmers Market Conference the last 2 years, and we've been really impressed with what they have going on and their whole organization in general. So we wanted to invite Will up to give us some ideas on maybe possibly forming a state organization, but at least strengthening those connections around the state.
Absolutely. So I want to remind folks that we're listening, that you're listening to Ag Matters this morning, and our guest is Robbie from the Homer Farmers Market. And we're talking about an upcoming Farmers Market Organizers Conference that's happening March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th down in Homer. And Robbie, if folks wanted to find more information, take a look at the agenda, decide if they want to come down, where could they go to find more information?
They can go to homerfarmersmarket.org and click on events at the top. And then there is a whole conference section with as much info as you can need and they can also contact me directly, and all that information is on the website.
Perfect. So I want to jump into to another topic, but before I do that, is there anything else you want to tell us about the conference? Any other little tidbits of information about that?
We're having an awesome welcome party hosted by Edible Alaska.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm excited for that part. So we had Mary, the editor of Edible magazine, Edible Alaska, here in the studio. It's been a couple of months ago, I think. But yeah, so Edible Alaska is hosting us for a welcome reception. And where's that going to be at?
It's going to be at Alice's Champagne Palace from 5 to 7:30 on Thursday.
Yeah. Alice's Champagne Palace. I'm going to that. I am not going to miss that part. I'm excited. All right. Well, great. I am so excited to come down there. And I know I've heard from folks across the state that they're looking forward to this conference and hoping that that this carries forward, that we start having an annual farmers market conference. And I think that's something that we'll talk about at the meeting, right? Whether we want to get organized and maybe relaunch that Alaska Farmers Market Association and start doing this kind of learning every year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, so then the other thing that Robbie is super knowledgeable about that is happening down on the Kenai Peninsula is the Kenai Food Hub. Have you heard about this, Mike?
I have not.
Yeah, so Robbie, tell us about the Kenai Food Hub.
Well, first, I guess I'll tell everyone what a food hub is, since I get a lot of weird looks.
What is your food hub, right? Because there's probably a million different definitions of what a food hub is. So what is the Kenai Food Hub?
So our definition of a food hub with our business model is basically an online farmers market. And the reason we say that is because we have a number of different producers. We even have some crafters, fishers, and oyster grower, and we look at it like they have a virtual stall in our online farmers
market. That's a great way of describing it. Yeah, a virtual stall.
So people can log online and order from specific farmers. We don't tell you which farmer you have to pick from. You can get carrots from Bob and oysters from Margot, that sort of thing. And then all the food and products are delivered on a certain day, and then we aggregate it, and then our customers come and pick it up in the second half of the day, and we start all over again, and it's on a weekly cycle.
Okay.
And we have pickup locations in Soldotna and Homer, and we ferry orders over to Soldovia as well.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. So if I'm a farmer on the Kenai Peninsula and I want to utilize the Kenai Food Hub, kind of walk us through the steps of what that looks like. If I want to start selling my product through the Kenai Food Hub, what does that mean?
So first you would sign up on our software, which will go live March 1st.
Okay.
Hibernation mode, because we're all kind of hibernating.
Yeah,
here.
Everybody takes a little break in the winter, right? That's necessary.
Yeah, so you can go to kenaifoodhub.org, and that has sort of a producer checklist, I would say. So you first kind of look at the food policy or food hub policy manual, take a look, see if you have any questions, then you sign up online and start setting up your profile. So every producer gets a couple of photos and then a section to talk about their farm and history and then a section to talk about their growing practices. So if you do something special.
Organic or natural or.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You kind of set yourself apart. And then this is really helpful for people who don't have standalone websites. They can use this
Absolutely.
As a marketing piece. So then,
and I would say that you guys, the Food Hub, the launchers of this, you invested a lot of time and money into that system, right? And so it's super user friendly for the producers. It's not like building your own website. It's a fillable form. It makes it easy for them to think through what they want to tell the customers, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we provide a lot of examples, and we even help a couple of producers write out their descriptions.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and so within that software, too, there's a ton of videos and training manuals. So
tutorials, yeah.
Yeah, very, very user-friendly. And then, you know, we're also here to help anyone who wants to get that.
So yeah. After they've kind of set up their baseline virtual stall, then on a weekly basis, they update it, right? To say, now this week, my strawberries are ready, or this week, I have fresh radishes, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And if anything, you know, maybe your strawberries didn't ripen in time. Within the software, it's really easy to remove product and make changes and keep everyone happy.
Yeah. And so then on a regular day, I'm not sure which day it is, you can tell us that, but then on a given day, the farmer goes in and they look at their list of everything that got bought from their farm, right? And then they go out and they harvest that, or maybe they've already harvested it, and they deliver it to the gathering place, right?
Right. So after the order period closes, the software automatically generates a list of everything that was sold. So then, you know, if they're not going to market or other delivery places, they can harvest exactly what is sold, so they don't end up with extra
leftover
product they don't have to do.
Very good. And so then from the consumer perspective, I log on to the Kenai Peninsula Food Hub page, and there's kind of a different little spot for consumers to go look. And I basically just go do my shopping, right? And I select the goods I want. It goes into a cart, just like shopping anywhere else online. And then it gives me my bill. I pay. And then it tells me, Amy, you can pick up your products Wednesday afternoon after 5 o'clock at such and such place, right?
Pretty much the only thing we do a little different, we don't charge you until you actually pick it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that way we can make, you know, if there's a poor carrot harvest, we can give you a discount or take it off your order. So there's a lot of quality control within this, and we keep our credit card fees down that way, too.
Sure. So how long was 2016 the first year of the Kenai Food Hub?
Yes, we started, we had our first delivery the first week of May.
Okay.
And we went until the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay. And this year, for 2017, you're going to launch in, you said, the first week of March?
We'll have our software open.
Okay.
So we can start doing trainings and producers can get their site set up. And then we plan to open the first week in April, and it just all depends if farmers have enough to make it financially viable for us to rent the space and all that. So we're aiming for April, the first week of April.
Okay, very good. Well, I am so thrilled that 2016 worked well enough that you guys are repeating the process and gonna continue the Kenai Food Hub. I'm so glad that it's working, because we've always thought that some sort of system like that would be beneficial, and that it wouldn't be a detriment to farmers markets, and it wouldn't be, you know, a downside to farm stands, that it would just be another way for more people to access local food. And that's what you guys found out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I given my inside position on the farmers market, I can tell you the farmers market didn't feel any effects of the food hub, and people are just really excited to have multiple ways of buying and selling.
Yeah, because some people like to go, you know, from the producer side and the consumer side, some people enjoy that farmers market interaction. They like to go wander the market and listen to the music, and the vendors like to sit out, you know, for 5, 8, whatever, how many hours it is on Saturday. But there's certainly a group of people that don't like that part. You know, they want the convenience of, I stop, I grab my bundle, I pay, and I'm done. And there's certainly some producers that don't make for great farmers market stands, right?
For sure.
Yeah, so this is incredible that this resource is now available. And I'm not sure how much we can say or how much has really happened yet, but great news is that Palmer, here in little old Palmer, we are considering launching some sort of similar program, right?
Right. I've talked with Jason, is it Megan?
Yeah, Megan and Chantel, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we are talking about tacking them on to our food hub. We would obviously need to change the name a little bit to be more inclusive.
Right.
But with the software and sort of model we have now, it gives a lot of freedom to expand and to scale it up, but also give people local control of how they want to run their food hub.
Right, which is such a great opportunity for other parts of the state that maybe have a thriving, you know, food, maybe have a thriving food scene, or maybe they're thinking about a farmer's market, or they're looking at different opportunities, but this Kenai food hub model can be repeated in communities across the state. And you guys have already invested in the software, worked out all the kinks, and now the rest of the communities just get to kind of benefit from that, right? I mean, there's going to be a fee, and there's going to be payments that have to be made, but the system's already in place, which is incredible.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And our next step is to look into tackling some of our transportation issues around the state so we can really get food moving within the state too.
Yeah. You know, I just had a little taste of that last week. I was down in Juneau and working with some legislators and the Farm Bureau on some fun activities, et cetera. But former Senator Bill Stoltz was kind of famous for bringing Vanderweil Farm carrots down to Juneau. And apparently every time he came back to Palmer, he would buy more carrots and take them down, and he would pass them out, you know, to members of the legislature. Even the chef at the Capitol got used to using the, you know, Palmer carrots. Well, of course, Senator Stoltz retired, and no one else has kind of taken up that role yet. And so we, the Farm Bureau members and myself, we happened to take some carrots down there with us. And people were like frothing at the mouth to get these carrots. It was crazy. And of course, for Vanderweil Farms, it's, you know, getting their potatoes and carrots down to Juneau doubles the cost, like the shipping cost doubles the value of that product. And so it doesn't always make sense to do that. But I was sharing that information with Ben. I was like, you know, we got to figure out a way. Those people really want your carrots. And, you know, there's places like that all across the state where getting a local, you know, if they don't have a local food movement right there in their own community, they still want Alaska grown. And the transportation system just kind of isn't in place yet, or it's not, I guess maybe it's not easy, and we need to find ways to make it easier, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Because even what's the mileage from Homer up to your other delivery point for the food hub in Soldotna? I mean, it's not a short distance.
No, it's about 70 miles. And I'll say right now, our first year, so Soldotna would only sell Soldotna products.
Okay.
Homer would only sell Homer products. But we're looking to at least experiment with a few things this year as far as getting products at least between that 70 miles. So
great.
Any ideas?
Yeah. Well, it'll be so fun to have all those people in the room, you know, at the end of next week to share ideas and think it through, because sometimes it just takes the right person in the room with the idea of, well, didn't you know that so-and-so backhauls empty from Homer to Soldotna every week? And you go, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Let's fill that truck with local food. So that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, so if a person were going to go check out Kenai Food Hub website today, the website still lives. It's just the software is turned off, or can people look at it now and kind of click around?
People can look at our kind of standalone website.
Okay.
KenaiFoodHub.org or .com. It will take you to the same place.
Oh, very good.
They can kind of get some general information, but starting March 1st, we'll have the software live, and you'll be able to click around there and kind of see what the setup looks like. Yeah.
Other than Palmer, have any other communities reached out to you about expanding into their area with the software?
No, we're still looking. We would love to find someone in Anchorage that would like to tack on. We kind of have the idea of, you know, the rising tide will float all our boats.
Yeah, so, it's true.
Given that we have the infrastructure, it would be relatively easy to get plugged in other places. But I have been talking with the folks down in Southeast that received a food hub grant or LFP grant.
Oh, yeah.
So the food promotion is. So I've been chatting with them about how, you know, all of our formation issues that came up. So that's really exciting to see that starting down there too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a fair amount of momentum in Southeast, which is also exciting because completely different set of local foods being enjoyed down there. While I was in Juneau last week, I got to eat Alaska wild kelp salsa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And a super cool startup business. And they're harvesting wild kelp and they're making kelp pickles and kelp salsa and kelp seasonings for cooking your salmon. And just, you know, I never, you know, never would have guessed, but it was really tasty, stuff. So, all right, Robbie, well, we are getting right towards the end of the show this morning. That half an hour burns by really, really fast. So again, Homer Farmers, or no, what are we calling it? It is called the Statewide Farmers Market Organizers Conference in Homer, right? That's what we're doing next.
Yes.
Yeah. And if folks are looking or want to find more information, they go to homerfarmersmarket.org. Is that
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. And then the Kenai Food Hub, if folks have questions or if this is inspired, you know, wanting to have this online virtual farmers market system in their community, they can go to kenaifoodhub.com or .org and find your contact information because you're really the wealth of knowledge, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
any other closing thoughts or comments, Robbie, on either of these topics before we jump off air?
I'm just really, really excited to be involved in all these awesome projects. I love to eat.
Right.
I love to eat local food and support all these hardworking people around the state just trying to make a living,
yeah,
providing food for their community.
That's a perfect note to close on because that's exactly true. And you're doing a great job down there. We're thrilled to have you in the community. And I always like to tell people, you know, when somebody comes up with a great idea, I always say, well, no champion, no mission. You know, unless you're going to be the champion for this project, we got to put it off the table because we can't just be idea people. But you've been such a champion for this down on the peninsula, and we're glad you're there, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. So thanks again for being our guest this morning on Ag Matters.
Thank you, and I'll see you at the Edible Alaska party.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Robbie.
Well, so that was a very interesting story.
Yeah, right.
Nice time to take a trip down to Homer.
I know.
But in the moment that we have about a minute, maybe we can add on here. Yeah. I saw this picture in Alaska Dispatch News of this pig.
Oh yeah, this pig from Fairbanks that flew all the way to Juneau to be cooked for the governor's dinner.
It was smoked whole.
It was. It was beautiful and tasted delicious.
Was there any left?
You know, I think that the governor and the first lady will get to enjoy a little bit of that pig for a couple of days because there was a lot of pig, but a lot of people came through and enjoyed it. So it was a great time.
Okay. Yeah. So what's the hint for next week?
You know, speaking of pigs, funny that you mentioned that. Next week, we are going to have Rain Reynolds in to talk about woolly pigs.
Oh yes, I have seen them.
Have you touched them? Oh yeah, good.
And I have seen hybrid woolly pigs born.
Okay, very cool.
Month, so I'm looking forward to it. He's a great guy. He knows pigs.
He does, and I'm trying to convince our family that we need some of those woolly pigs up on Lazy Mountain. So,
all right. Well, thank you, Amy Pettit, for another edition of Ag Matters.